This is GQDN for Thursday, May the 1st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Yes. Yes. I sound like a robot. Put in the promo code Quest and go check out Questworthy. It's on the product page. If you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest, the group quest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales going on. Yes, yes. We got some Blizzard news and the Prince of Persia. Well, we will begin with what happened yesterday after the show. Borderlands 4, according to WCCF Tech, had a deep dive in the PlayStation State of Play. Now, the presentation took about 20 minutes to show off the gameplay trailer, and there were some different elements of Borderlands 4 and some of the PlayStation 5 Pro gameplay footage. So, what did we see there? Well, we saw some new movement capabilities. You can glide now, and you can move around in combat mode while you explore the world. Oh, you also have a grapple hook, so now you can go to certain spots. And you can do some flying around once you find a silo. There were some other things that were going on within that gameplay. So if you want to go see it, it's up on PlayStation's YouTube. So go check that out. Now, one thing you cannot check out anymore is Evil Dead the Game via WCCF Tech again. It was delisted from the Steam page and was also removed from the Epic Game Store and the PlayStation Store and the Xbox Store. So Saber said, quote, "We can confirm we've begun the process of removing the game from digital storefronts. Anyone who has purchased the game will still be able to play it as we plan to keep our servers online for everyone. We want to extend a sincere thank you to our community, to those who have been part of the game from the very beginning, and those who have recently joined us. We appreciate all of your support." End quote. Now, the Boss Team Games did stop making new content for Evil Dead, the game, back in 2023. And they canceled the plans of bringing the game to Nintendo Switch. Now, what thinking from WCCF Tech is, if the servers go offline, then that would mean that the developers made an offline mode for the game. We shall see what happens there. But how much would a game cost? Pure Xbox did say that there are some reactions to the new prices for video games. And right now, a lot of the games will be priced at $80. And Microsoft did say that they'll be breaking the $80 barrier for some of its AAA games. And that would include Xbox Series X and S, and that would be increasing the price of the games up to $100. Now, if you remember a few years ago, Xbox did the same thing when the barrier was set at $70. And Pure Xbox did say that this could be because of the inflation. And some of it could also be about monetization. And since Nintendo had its Nintendo Direct with Switch 2 and showed the Mario Kart, or the new Mario Kart World game, the game went up to $80. So, what do you guys think about the price point? You can let me know at Joe Brums. Yeah, but this one was just a remake, so maybe it cost less. It did. It's the Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, and they hit 2 million players via Kotaku. And what they are saying is that there might be a sequel for the game coming. So, here's what Ubisoft did say in social media, according to Kotaku.com, quote, "You've revived the legend. The prince is back. And believe us, he's just warming up." In fact, Prince of Persia got up on X and said, quote, "Well, over 2 million players by now. You've revived the legend. The prince is back. And believe us, he's just warming up." Copy-paste? Pretty much. But anyway, does that mean that there's going to be something coming for the Prince of Persia? And how will he be voiced, if he had a voice? GamesRadar.com said that Blizzard is not using any AI-generated voices in their games, but some of the voices are robotic. Yeah, maybe. But they were talking about Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4, where they've been accused of using AI-generated voices. And Blizzard Entertainment said that, no, we're not. Not for those two games, anyway. Now, for Diablo 4, there was a Reddit post that claimed that the Spanish dub used AI. And there's a features who the NPCs who, quote, aren't even speaking or pronouncing correctly. But Radar Fletcher did say that, quote, it's clearly a bug. We typically have robotic temp voices generated in-game prior to the final voiceover going in. Something wasn't plugged correctly. For this, we use the final voiceover. We'll get it fixed up. For Overwatch 2, well, it was a little bit more complicated. Because fans playing in German did see that the new Battle Pass voice line that was featuring the healer Mercy. And people said that Mercy sounded a little more different over the last 8 years. And that's where the AI accusations did happen for Overwatch. And that's where the public relations manager, Eric Elliott, did say that that was not the case. Because the voices, quote, are not AI generated, end quote. Now, there were some, quote, certain localized voice lines in some recent Blizzard game content are currently unavailable or unchanged, end quote. But that was for some unspecified reasons. Further quote, out of respect for all parties, we will not add new commentary out as discussions are ongoing. We look forward to mutually benefited outcome as soon as possible where we can bring some talents and creative contributions from these performers back into our games and players to enjoy, end quote. Now we go to Nintendo, because the eShop has new designs ahead of Switch 2. And there are some more designs that were revealed. And those are the gift cards. Like the Donkey Kong one is $500 gift card. Bowser, $400 gift card. Mario, $100 gift card. And you can see that all on the Nintendo eShop. Yep, you can. Now, the AMD Radeon RX 9060 has been found to not be canceled after all. And it's $300. Now the 8GB one has not been announced yet, but some of the rumors did crop up that it was canceled. And AMD said, no, it's not canceled. It's still there. So people were looking forward to its public release. And that release is reportedly set for May 21st, and BenchLife did say that both the 8GB and 16GB version will be available on the same day. AMD did not confirm any details on that. But there is something up on Amazon. A Gigabyte GeForce RTX 5060 Ti Gaming OC Gigabyte is $530. It's a PC game. Thank you. Rock Paper Shotgun said that there's an SSD RAM microSD that is available today. And that is the Lexar 1TB PlayMicro SDXE memory card, $80. And there are some other ones as well, as the Lexar 1TB PlayBlue Micro SDXE memory card at $67. The 256GB PlayMicro SDXE memory card is at $23. And the 512GB Micro SD memory card is at $33.49. So $34. There are some other ones in there too, such as random access memory, portable SDs, all that stuff. Now, if you're into Ridge Racer, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, that will be on your PlayStation and not just the Switch 2. So if you want Ridge Racer, which I believe I've had that one before, that will be coming in June. Go check that out. Do yourself a favor. Well, speaking of Nintendo, we got the downloads, the new releases, and there's quite a few. All of which either has happened or will be coming in May. And I'll just pick a few out. Beyond Memories, Tales from the Heart, will be the 1st of May. Bunker 22 will be on the 25th of April. Fantasy Grove, 26th of April. High on Life, May 6th. Stasis Valley, May 1st. Truck Simulator, American Driver, May 6th. There's a whole bunch more. A whole bunch more. But if you don't have that, let's say you have an Xbox. Well, there's a bunch of sales going on there too. AEW Fight Forever, 60% off. Mainly because it's the Beyond Spring sale. Call of Duty is between 35 and 70% off, depending on what you want to get. Destiny 2, the Final Shape, 70% off. Star Wars in itself is anywhere from 25% to 80% off. And Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 is also 10% off. So go check all those out. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.